And the head of this whole gang is Matt Glandorf. Matt, tell us about the program that's coming up.
So the program is tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., St. Clement's Church, and it's called Joy and Peace. And it's all based on settings, various settings of the account from the second book of the Gospel of Luke, when Mary presents Jesus in the temple, and there's an old man there named Simeon who was promised that he would not die before he saw the Christ child and the redemption of the world. And so this is based upon that narrative. And so we have three different settings that talk about it. One, the setting of Eckhart, which will set up the story, the first piece we're going to sing. A new piece that we commissioned, which is a small oratorio on that account. And then a third is Bach's cantata, BWV 125.
So let's hear the first piece, the Eckhart, Choral Arts Philadelphia. To introduce the latest members of Choral Arts Philadelphia.
Yes. Well, so I'm the artistic director, Matt Glandorf, and I've been with the group since 1994. And actually, the group has transformed dramatically from being a symphonic chorus that used to sing with the Philadelphia Orchestra. And over the time, we've pared down to a group of actually 40 singers with a professional corps, of which these members are with us today. And now our specialty is focus on the cantatas of J.S. Bach and music sort of before Bach and of 20th century and 21st century music as well.
My name is Cody Mueller, and I'm one of the bass core leaders here with Choral Arts. And I joined the group in 2017, and I live right here in South Philadelphia.
My name is Jimmy Reese. I'm one of the tenors in the group, and I'm really excited about this because I'm a native of Wallingford, Pennsylvania, and I've been listening to WRTI for a long time.
My name is Marin Montalbano. I'm a mezzo-soprano. I'm part of the core, and I've been with Choral Arts since, I think, 2004-ish, and I live in New Jersey. So,
Oh, hi. My name is Jessica Beebe. I am a soprano with Choral Arts. I've been singing, I think, with them since about 2014. And I live in Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
We saved Chelsea for last because she will introduce the next work because she wrote it.
Hi, my name is Chelsea Comschlees, and I lived in Philadelphia for the past 2 years and attended the Curtis Institute, graduated in May, and I currently live in chilly Calgary, Alberta. And this piece is titled Nunc Dimittis, and the title comes from the Latin text of the Song of Simeon, "Now let thy servant depart in peace, Lord." As Matt said earlier, he was promised that he'd see the Savior before he died. So this is his song of thanks and praise to God.
And here is Choral Arts Philadelphia to perform on WRTI 90.1.
And when the days of the purification according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him unto the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that
Lord, in the joy of Jesus.
An excerpt from the oratorio Nunc Dimittis, music of Chelsea Comchles, who sang right along with the rest of Choral Arts Philadelphia here on WRTI. Is it a different ball game when the composer is here for you, or is it, I mean, if J.S. Bach was standing here, would that be would that be an added level, or is it?
I think that's a very interesting question. I would say that this group of people puts in every effort for any piece of music that we're performing to do due diligence to what the composer had in mind, to their wishes, whether it's J.S. Bach, who lived hundreds of years ago, or Chelsea Comchles, who is standing in the studio with us today. Anybody else have any thoughts?
Well, I think we're a performance practice group, so we often don't have the luxury of the composer standing in the room because they've been dead for 250 years already. So, you know, sometimes you wish that Bach was standing right in front of you to say, like, how do we do this trill? And to actually have the composer in the room makes the process a lot easier and a lot more exciting.
I also find that it's super helpful to have the composer in the room because, you know, maybe something, you know, isn't, it's a living piece of music. So, you know, maybe something isn't working quite right. The composer can, you know, sit there and like redo a little cadence or something like that. If it makes the piece a little bit better, you don't get the luxury of, you know, somebody who's been dead for 250 years to do that.
So. Well, this is part, now let me ask you this, is that entire oratorio on the program this week, or the entire, so you can hear, and that is the world premiere.
It is.
And how does that make you feel?
Oh, it's
nervous.
I mean, it's incredibly exciting. Of course, every time I have a premiere, I get incredibly nervous too. But I mean, luckily for me, I won't be singing at the premiere. I am filling in today, but just because, you know, we needed another soprano. So, but it's, I mean, it's nerve-wracking, but it's also, I feel just incredibly blessed to be able to hear my music performed live every time. It never gets any less exciting, even, you know, years go by.
Well, as they say, break a leg this week. Now, Matt, should I ask you about the next piece?
Yes, I should probably also just put a coda on that, too, which is what you heard was really kind of the first time it's ever been publicly aired. And that was, of course, just about 5 minutes of an 18-minute piece. And of course, it's not written for piano, but it's written for a full chorus, soloists, and a Baroque chamber orchestra. So Chelsea really tailor fit this for 18th century instruments, which is a unique occurrence, but one that's happening more often. So now this next one is the opening movement of the cantata 125, which is based upon the same Luke narrative, and in Peace and Joy I Depart. Now, this is Martin Luther's paraphrase of Simeon's Nunc Dimittis. And so a cantata is not an opera, but it has operatic elements. It's kind of like a great orator or two or three great actors having a big sophist conversation for 20 minutes and unpacking everything that's happening. That's why cantatas are really wonderful to perform, because it all happens in the imagination. So this, you'll hear the chorale melody of Luther's in the soprano, and then the other voices essentially dance around it. And again, this idea of the whole concert is being released in a happy death. My mother is a hospice nurse, so she dealt with this for 25 years. Of what an amazing process it is that when people are ready to let go. And in Simeon's story, he's ready to let go when he's had this thing fulfilled. So regardless of where you are in a religious part of it, this idea of having a happy death, you know, sometimes it's a loved one tells you it's okay, it's ready to, you can go, they've waited for a certain moment to let go. That's kind of what this program is about. And, you know, in a sort of a universal sense. And you'll hear that this is about a happy death. And you'll hear that in the dance motive that I unfortunately am going to try to attempt here at the piano, which is really meant for a Baroque orchestra, but they wouldn't fit the orchestra in the studio. So
here's music of Bach on WRTI 90.1, performed by Choral Arts Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Jessica Beebe, Maren Montalbano, James Reese, and Cody Mueller of Choral Arts Philadelphia performing the music of J.S. Bach, BWV 125 here on WRTI 90.1. Tell us again, this is the Bach at 7 Joy and Peace Concert.
That's correct. It's part of our ongoing series that we have throughout the year, once a month usually. And so it's tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 27th. At 7 p.m. at St. Clement's Church, and it's pay what you wish, so that's between you and yes, there you go. And because the thing that's amazing about the cantatas, when they were originally written, every strata of society got to hear them, from the aristocracy all the way through down to those who were the poorest of the poor, because they all went to the same church. They didn't sit in the same places, but they all heard the same music. So it was not meant for the aristocracy. It was not for the select few. This is music for everyone, and we want to make that available in Philadelphia.
Well, thank you very much, Choral Arts Philadelphia, for being our guest today on WRTI 90.1. Back to you, Deborah.
If you enjoyed that performance, you can, again, hear it on our website, WRTI.org. We'll have that posted later, as well as the video. You can go over to our Facebook page, WRTI Music, and watch the video.